Welcome in, everybody. We're diving into the wild world of AI today. You guys clearly can't get enough of this stuff, and honestly, who can blame you?
Right. Every day it's something new.
And we've got a lot to unpack today, from Meta's movie-making magic to, get this, TikTok playing catch-up. Not with dance trends, though. This is about AI that's seriously next level.
It's a fascinating look at how companies are using AI for everything these days.
Okay, so first up, Meta's Movie Gen. Have you seen this thing? You basically write a movie idea, anything at all, and boom, AI generates the whole scene. Character, scenery, even the music.
It's incredible. What Meta's done is combine different AI models. Like one creates the visuals, another animates them, and then another one does the sound. It's this wild, multimodal AI.
It's like having a whole film crew in your computer.
Exactly. And think about it. You could create a personalized birthday message for someone, or a crazy ad for your online store. The possibilities are kind of endless.
It's mind-blowing. And here's the kicker. Meta actually shared their research paper on it. Talk about transparency.
It's huge for the AI community. More collaboration, more breakthroughs, everyone wins.
Speaking of breakthroughs, remember our old friend ChatGPT? Well, it just got a serious upgrade with this thing called Canvas. Remember how you used to wish you could tweak ChatGPT's responses, make them just a little bit better?
Oh, yeah. It was a little clunky sometimes.
Well, now you can. Canvas is like having a live editing session. It's way more visual, hands-on.
It's a total game changer. It's less like giving the AI orders and more like working together on a project.
And OpenAI is saying that using Canvas with GPT-4 makes the results way more accurate, way higher quality.
That's the important thing. It's not just a gimmick, it's actually making the AI better.
Okay, now let's talk about Google for a sec. They are going all in on AI for their search engine. We're talking AI picking your search results, a supercharged Google Lens, even humming a tune to find a song.
It makes sense, right? People are overwhelmed with information. We don't just want data anymore. We want context. We want the AI to do the heavy lifting.
Totally. But here's where things get interesting. Google's now putting ads in those AI search summaries.
Ooh, that's a bold move. It makes you wonder about the future of search, you know?
Like Google's given us free searches forever. It makes sense they'd look for new ways to make money.
And let's be real, those AI summaries are super helpful. They're saving us time, making Google even harder to live without.
Exactly. So is it a fair trade-off? Ads for convenience. It's something to think about.
It's no doubt. It's a debate that's just heating up. Speaking of debates, TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, is stirring up some controversy with their new web scraper, ByteSpider.
Okay, buckle up for this one. We all know AI needs tons of data, right? Well, ByteDance is on a data gathering spree that makes everyone else look slow. We're talking 25 times faster than OpenAI's GPT bot.
Yeah, people are talking about the ethics of it all. Where's all this data coming from? What are they going to use it for?
It's a huge issue, and we're going to see this play out more and more as AI gets smarter.
It's definitely something to keep an eye on.
So while ByteDance is busy collecting data, Google DeepMind is over there collecting talent. They just snagged a top researcher from, you guessed it, OpenAI.
It shows you how competitive this all is. It's not just about market share anymore, it's about getting the best AI minds on your team.
It's an AI arms race. And speaking of which, OpenAI's CFO hinted they might need a whole new financial strategy for their upcoming AI models. Apparently, they're building something so big, so complex.
It makes you wonder, what are they cooking up over there? It's like they're
What?
building the Death Star of AI.
Right. But hey, amidst all the corporate drama, it's nice to see some cool, smaller AI tools popping up. Like Buzz About It analyzes what people are saying on social media, gives you the overall vibe. Imagine what you could do with that.
The possibilities are pretty much endless. And for anyone drowning in YouTube videos, there's Looky AI. It's like an AI assistant for YouTube, helps you find that one bit of info you need from that one video. You know what I mean?
It's like having a superhuman memory for everything you watch. Oh, and get this. Google's figuring out how to use AI to diagnose tuberculosis just by listening to a cough.
Now that's what I call using AI for good. It has the potential to revolutionize healthcare. Early diagnoses, personalized treatments, the possibilities are exciting.
It really is incredible. And speaking of incredible, have you heard about Apple's new Depth Pro model?
Yeah, it's like giving your phone superhuman vision. It can basically see depth in images without needing special cameras.
Hold on, so you're saying my phone could figure out how far away things are in a regular photo?
Exactly. Think about augmented reality, 3D modeling, even helping people with visual impairments. It's about bridging the gap between the digital and physical worlds.
That's seriously cool. You know, it's easy to get caught up in the hype, but when you see stuff like this, you realize AI is more than just a buzzword. It's changing how we interact with the world.
And we're just getting started. Remember all that talk about wanting more control over AI, like really fine-tuning its responses?
Yeah, like having a say in how the AI does its thing.
Well, OpenAI heard us loud and clear. Their new Canvas interface for ChatGPT is all about giving you those fine-tuned controls.
It's like they were reading our minds. So tell me more about this Canvas. How does it work exactly?
Okay, so you give ChatGPT a prompt, and it spits out a response, right? But maybe it's not perfect. Maybe you want to tweak the wording or add something. With Canvas, you get this interactive space alongside the chat where you can directly edit the AI's response. You can make it shorter or longer, change the tone, even add or delete whole sections, all with a few clicks.
So it's less about typing commands and more about getting hands-on with the AI's work.
Exactly. And it gets better. They've got shortcuts for everything. Need to make the text more concise. Bam. One click. Want to make it easier to read. Done. They even have shortcuts specifically for debugging code, which is huge for developers.
That's awesome. It's like going from using Notepad to a full-blown word processor, but for AI.
Right. And the best part, OpenAI says that using Canvas with GPT-4 makes it 30% more accurate, and the quality of the output is 16% better.
Those are some serious numbers. It's clear that Canvas is more than just a pretty face. It's actually helping people get better results from ChatGPT.
Exactly. And that's what makes this development so exciting. It's not just about making AI look cooler or making it easier to use. It's about making it more powerful.
You know, it seemed like AI development was all about who could build the biggest, most complicated model.
It's refreshing to see this renewed focus on the user experience, making AI more practical, more accessible for everyone.
It's like AI's finally growing up, you know, moving beyond the hype and starting to deliver on its true potential.
Totally. And that's what makes it so exciting to follow. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about how this tech will shape the future.
It's kind of wild, right? We talk about AI needing all this data, and then you've got ByteDance out there with their Byte Spider, just vacuuming it up.
It's a tricky situation for sure.
Yeah. More data can make AI smarter, but at what cost? It makes you think about those privacy concerns.
And it makes Google's move with the ads in their search summaries even more interesting, don't you think?
Because it's like they're setting the stage for how search will work from now on.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. People might get so used to those AI summaries, they won't even mind the ads. Or maybe they will. It's like, how much are we willing to pay for convenience?
Right. And will it stop there? Today it's ads in the summaries, but what's next? Could it change the actual search results we see?
That's the big question. Do we really want tech companies deciding what information we see? These are things we all need to be thinking about.
Absolutely. And speaking of big decisions, it sounds like OpenAI is gearing up for something huge. Did you see where their CFO talked about needing a whole new financial strategy for their next AI model?
It's going to be massive.
Yeah.
They basically said they need a whole new playbook to even build this thing.
We're talking next level AI, the kind that needs its own power plant. But, you know, in the middle of all that, it's cool to see these smaller, more practical AI tools popping up, like that buzzabout thing analyzing what people are saying on social media.
I know, right? Imagine being able to tap into that. And if you're a visual learner like me, there's Looky AI helps you make sense of all those YouTube videos.
Like an AI brain that remembers everything you watch. And this one blew my mind. Google's working on using AI to diagnose tuberculosis just from the sound of someone's cough.
How crazy is that? It could completely change how we do healthcare. Faster, more accurate diagnoses could save so many lives.
It really shows the power of AI, you know? It's not all just fun and games. It can make a real difference.
Exactly. And speaking of making a difference, that new Depth Pro model from Apple is a total game changer for how we interact with the world around us.
Refresh my memory. What makes Depth Pro so special?
It's basically giving devices the ability to see depth like we do. And they can do it from a single image. No need for fancy depth cameras.
Wait, so you're saying my phone could tell how far away something is in a regular photo?
Exactly. The possibilities are insane. Better AR experiences, 3D modeling made easy, even helping people with visual impairments navigate the world. It's like bringing the digital and physical worlds closer together.
That's mind-blowing. It's amazing to see how quickly AI is becoming a part of our everyday devices.
And we're just scratching the surface. It's not about robots walking around anymore. It's about AI being seamlessly integrated into our lives, making things better in ways we don't even realize.
It really makes you step back and think, right, just a few years ago, AI felt like this far-off thing, something out of the movies. Now it's everywhere, changing how we do, well, everything.
And it's not slowing down. If anything, it's speeding up. And what's really interesting is how both competition and collaboration are shaping how AI evolves.
It's like watching a dance, you know? These tech giants are all trying to outdo each other, but at the same time, they're pushing the whole field forward.
Yeah, exactly. On the one hand, you've got Google, OpenAI, all these companies racing to build the biggest, most powerful AI. But then you've got Meta sharing their research on MubiGen, and that's huge for collaboration.
It's like they're playing chess, but they also know they're on the same team, you know? They need that competitive spirit to drive innovation, but also need to work together to make sure AI is used for good.
It's a tough balance to strike, for sure. And it's not just on them. We're all part of this.
That's what's so crazy. This isn't just about some tech geniuses in Silicon Valley. The choices we make, the questions we ask, all of it shapes how AI develops.
It's true. So for anyone listening who's feeling a little overwhelmed or maybe just curious about how to stay ahead of the curve, what do you think is the most important thing to focus on in the coming months, even years?
That's the million-dollar question. I'm going to go with balance. We need to find that sweet spot between pushing the limits of what AI can do, but doing it responsibly, because AI has the potential to do so much good.
Absolutely. But we've also got to be aware of the risks.
Right. It's like walking a tightrope. We have to be excited about the possibilities, but also clear-eyed about the potential downsides.
It's a conversation that we all need to be a part of.
Couldn't agree more. Well, this has been an amazing dive into the world of AI, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. It's been a wild ride.
And for everyone listening, remember, the future of AI isn't written yet. This is a story that's still being written, and in a lot of ways, we're all writing it together. So stay curious, keep asking questions, and most importantly, keep the conversation going. Because the future of AI is something we create together.